He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history, who has left indelible impressions in history. Who has left indelible impressions in history. Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu anhu.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to the silsila, the glimpses into the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. First and foremost, let us hear the blessings of making good intentions as the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, viewers of Madani channel, you are watching and I am in the studio at this moment delivering this discourse. Let us make some good intentions. Because the more mere intentions we make, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, the more greater the reward in our account, inshallah, Azawajal. And we need lots of barakah, lots of blessings for us. We need lots of rewards in our account. Inshallah, Azawajal, this reward will be benefit for us in the dunya, in the qabr, and undoubtedly on the day of qiyamah, inshallah, Azawajal. So what should be our first intention? I think we should make intention that whatever we are doing, I'm delivering this discourse, you are listening, we are doing this only and only for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Whatever we learn, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we try to put this into practice in our lives, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and try to pass these messages on to our fellow Muslim and brothers and sisters out there, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamun alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika, Ya Habibullah. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are discussing the glimpses into the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In our life, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, always there's somebody we admire, somebody we envy, somebody who's our ideal, our target, somebody we love, we want to follow, we want to copy, we want to be in the company, we want to learn from them more. So likewise, like this, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would visit the uncle of his respected mother. And his uncle was Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and subhanallah, azza wa jalla, he used to admire him about his knowledge and mashallah azawajal about his piety. He used to love that about Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So he oftenly would express, he would always say to his beloved Ammi Jan, that, oh my beloved mother, I want to be like him. Like who? Like Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved son of Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, he used to admire his knowledge, his piety, his mahabbah, his love. And mashallah azza wa jalla, so he always wanted to be like him and wanted to be in the company of this great person and personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So when Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at his youth age, at his young age, when he grew a little, his respected father, mashallah azza wa jalla, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah, he became the governor of Egypt. And when he became the governor of Egypt, so he summoned his wife, rahmatullah ta'ala alayha, and of course his beloved son, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah ta'ala, to come to his court, to his barga in Egypt. So, They had a plan, mother and son, to go towards Egypt. But before going towards Egypt, the beloved mother, Sayyidatuna Umm Asim, radiallahu ta'ala anha, she went to the court of her uncle, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and she informed him that today we are departing towards Egypt, towards Misr, because my beloved husband, Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he's waiting for us. He's ordered for us. So she came to greet her uncle. And after greeting uncle, the uncle said, which uncle? Abdullah bin Umar, radiallahu ta'ala, he said that, oh my niece, oh my beloved niece, your husband has called for you, so you should go immediately, you should not delay. And when she was about to leave, viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, radiallahu ta'ala, had a special connection with Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, at that time was a young boy, subhanallah, he said to her that, oh my beloved niece, leave this Madani child to me. Leave this Madani child to me, meaning Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. And because he takes after our family more than all of you, meaning he follows our family lifestyle. More than all of you, he follows our lifestyle in the knowledge of deen. So leave him with me. Subhanallah azza wa jal. She did not like to turn down the request of her uncle. That's why she left Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, in Madinatul Munawwara, under the auspiciousness of the uncle, Abdullah bin Umar, radiallahu ta'ala. And when she reached Egypt, the beloved father, Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was waiting happily to welcome his beloved son and his beloved wife. And when he seen that only his wife was alone, he was amazed that he could not see his son. He was shocked. And he asked his beloved wife, Sayyidatuna Umm Asim, radiallahu ta'ala, and where is my beloved son, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So Sayyidatuna Umm Asim, radiallahu ta'ala, and she told the whole story, that she went to Madinat al-Munawwara to visit the uncle. And uncle, on the insistence that Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi, he says, he's one of us, he's the person of knowledge, he's the person of deen, leave him with me. On the insistence of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I left my beloved son, your beloved son, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, in the company of my uncle. As she told the whole story, believe it or not, viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Aziz, the father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he started to rejoice. He became happy. And he was in ecstasy. He was so excited, subhanallah azza wa jal. And he fixed an amount of 1,000 dinars per month for the expenses of his beloved son, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, as long as he was in his studies, in his midst of his studies, continuation of his studies, getting all the different ulums, mashallah azza wa jalla, his father, Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, used to give 1,000 dinars per month. So, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, this was the quest of knowledge for these personalities, mashallah. They used to have that thirst for knowledge, mashallah azza wa jalla, so that when even their sons or their daughters, subhanallah azza wa jalla, used to go out to learn the knowledge of deen, mashallah azza wa jalla, they used to become so happy and used to celebrate, mashallah tabarakat ta'ala. So, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was kept in his company of his beloved uncle of the beloved mother, mashallah azza wa jalla. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, mashallah azza wa jalla, views the Madani Channel, he had khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah tabarakat ta'ala. So much so that the heart of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was filled with the greatness of the love of Allah azza wa jalla and filled with khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah tabarakat ta'ala, despite having all the luxuries of the world, because he is the son of the governor of Egypt. MashaAllah azza wa jal, on the tip of his fingers, he could have ordered, MashaAllah azza wa jal, and things would have been laid out for this person and personalities, MashaAllah azza wa jal. But subhanAllah azza wa jal, despite having all the luxuries at the lap of himself, rahmatullahi ta'ala, MashaAllah azza wa jal, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was inclined towards purity. He was inclined towards piety. He was inclined towards khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah tabaraka, ishq-e nabi, and subhanallah azza wa jal. His piety kept him away from sins from his childhood. From his childhood. MashaAllah azza wa jal. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, had instilled piety into the depths of his heart. One day, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he started crying profusely, weeping. And when he started weeping, dear Islam Brothers and Viewers of Madani Channel, he started weeping when, subhanallah azza wa jalla, when he memorized the entire Quran. So not only he was alim or qari, mashallah azza wa jalla, he was also hafid of Quran. When he completed the entire Quran, he started to cry. And when his respected mother, Sayyidatuna Umme Asim, radiallahu ta'ala, learned about it, she was shocked as to why my child is crying. Today is the day of joy. So she went up to him and she asked, "Oh my beloved son, oh Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, why do you cry?" He replied, "Oh Ami Jan, after the recitation of Quran, after instilling all the verses of the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the in-depths of my heart, oh my beloved Ami Jan, mouth, death comes into my mind all the time. All the time I start to think about death and I start to have the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala within myself. Having seen the concerns that the beloved son, small son, had for the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the love of Allah azza wa jalla after by hearting the Quran. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, his beloved Ammi Jan, Umme Asim, radiallahu ta'ala, she also started to cry. She became sad and she also started to cry. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. As Amir al-Sunnah says it very beautifully in this poetry.
Mere ashq behte rahe kaash hardam, mere ashq behte rahe kaash hardam, tere khauf se ya khuda ya ilahi, tere khauf se ya khuda ya ilahi, tere khauf se tere dar se hamesha, tere khauf se tere dar se hamesha, bithar thar rahu ka pata ya ilahi, main tar rahu ka pata ya ilahi.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this is that person and personality that we are talking about. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, subhanallah, at that young age, mashallah, after becoming hafiz of Quran, and not only becoming hafiz of Quran, mashallah, instilling the khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the in-depths of the heart, subhanallah, what must be going through the mindset of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah. Definitely. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, when he used to hear the verses, for example, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, O you who believe, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, we could understand what trembles must be running and what shivers must be going through the body of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, being a young boy, subhanallah azza wa jalla, instilling the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the in-depths of his heart. Views of Madani Channel, make us and make our children, subhanallah azza wa jal, hafiz of Quran, not like just hafiz of Quran, but mashallah azza wa jal, which instills the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and khawf-e khuda in the in-depths of our heart, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we should also make intention that inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, this pointing should wake us, this points that we hear about Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala should wake us up from our senseless sleeps. Here's views of Madani Channel. Should wake us up from the senseless sleep. Subhanallah, because of these holy people, mashallah, who give us the thought of the remembrance of the khawf-e khuda, the fear of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and gives us the reminder that one day, we have to die. No matter what happens, one day, we have to die. Do whatever we have to do, one day we have to die. As our Amir al-Sunnah says it very beautifully in poetry. He says, Hey Yaha, se tujhko jana ek din. Hey Yaha, se tujhko jana ek din. Muh khuda ko hai dikana ek din. Ek din marna hai aakhir, maut hai. Kar le jo karne aakhir, maut hai. You have to die. Do whatever you have to do. You have to die. You have to show your face to Allah tabaraka ta'ala one day. So don't wait carelessly. Do whatever you want to do. In the end, is maut, is death. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. So these are the reminders, these time brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, that these person and personalities like Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, when they start to think about khawf-e khuda, mashallah, so they give us the reminders that yes, we have to be wakeful on the remembrance of death, and that very soon we also have to leave this dunya and enter into our dark qabr, and very soon we have to face the punishment of Allah tabaraka ta'ala or the rahmat of Allah in the qabr. And may Allah tabaraka ta'ala make it such that inshallah that we all be such that inshallah our qabr has become nurani nur inshallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, for that person, views of Madani Channel, listen carefully, subhanallah azza wa jalla, for that person who is terrified by the remembrance of death, for that person who is terrified by the remembrance of death, the qabr will become a garden for him. Subhanallah. Inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala. We are hopeful that inshallah azza wa jalla, our qabr inshallah azza wa jalla, will also become nurani nur inshallah. May Allah tabarak make it such that our qabr becomes nurani nur inshallah. May our qabr becomes wide as far as the eyes can see inshallah. May our qabr become full of the nur of Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam inshallah. May our qabr inshallah tabarak be one of the gardens from the gardens of Jannah inshallah tabarak. May it be such that inshallah the windows of Jannah are open for us in our qabr inshallah. And may it be such inshallah tabarak that Allah tabaraka ta'ala grants us the neighborhood of our blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannat al-Firdaus inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. One day Amir al-Mu'mineen, the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a dream, and upon waking up from his dream, he said to his beloved family members, a person will have a mark of wound amongst my offspring. A person will have a mark, a wound amongst my offspring. He will fill the earth with justice. Allahu Akbar. He will fill the earth with justice. Subhanallah Azawajal. And he will be that pious person and personality from amongst my offsprings. So the son of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would often say, I don't know that the one who will have a mark on his face amongst the offspring of my father, and who will fill the earth with justice. He used to keep thinking about it. Abdullah bin Umar used to wonder who this person is. So he used to keep his gaze open from his family members, amongst his brothers, amongst his children, amongst his nieces, amongst his nephews. Who will be that person, personality, subhanallah azza wa jal, will have a mark on his head, and he will be able to carry out justice throughout the entire dunya. Who is this person, personality? Allahu Akbar. So time kept passing by. Time kept passing by. Months have passed by. Years have passed by. And the family of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala was getting bigger and bigger. And they were all looking forward to see the interpretation of the dream of the beloved father. Who? Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they wanted to see where is the dream in the reality. So they used to look everywhere and they could not find. Then one day, subhanallah azza wa jal, the grandson of Sayyidina Asim bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi was born. Mashallah, he was born. And when Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi at his young age, when he came to visit his father in Egypt, to meet his father, he used to come and visit on a regular basis. So one day, whilst he was young, he came to visit his father. He stayed there for a few days. And one day, whilst riding a donkey, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi, he fell off the donkey. And when he fell off the donkey, he received a wound on his forehead. And when he received a wound on his forehead, as soon as his young stepbrother, Ashbaq bin Abdul Aziz, saw his forehead bleeding, he started to rejoice. Ashbaq, rahmatullahi ta'ala, started to rejoice. When his father, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, learned about the act of Ashbaq, that Ashbaq was happy because of his brother getting a wound, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, became very displeased. He became upset. So Ashbaq, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he came in the court of his beloved father, Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and said, Ya Sayyidi, O my beloved father, I am not happy to see him in trouble. I am not happy to see that Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, became hurt. No, no, no. Don't misunderstand. I am not happy about that. Nor did I laugh because he fell off the donkey. But I am happy because I was looking for signs. I was looking for signs of that person and personality that Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu told us that there will be a person and personality from amongst my family who will have a mark on his forehead, and that we call Ashhaju Bani Umayyah, that he will have a mark on his forehead from Bani Umayyah. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And when I saw this mark on his forehead, when he fell off the donkey, that he received this wound on his forehead, I became happy. I went into ecstasy. I started to enjoy, because I knew that this is what Hazrat Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala was talking about our family members. And when I saw Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala with the mark on his forehead, I became overjoyed to know that that sign that Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala was talking about in my family members, subhanallah azza wa jal, was this person and personality. Having heard this, Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, the father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, he went quiet for a moment. And after being quiet for a moment, he said, this person, this type of person, with these kinds of things, which I expected from the mouth of Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, that he foretold about this type of persons, subhanallah, should be given education and upbringing in Madinatul Munawwara, the city which is enlightened. Allahu Akbar. That's why Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, according to this narration, he was sent to sacred Madina Sharif. In Madina Sharif, subhanallah azza wa jal, to get the knowledge of deen. And subhanallah azza wa jal, renowned Islamic scholars and muhaddith of Madina Sharif, Hazrat Sayyidina Salih bin Kisan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was appointed as the teacher of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. And subhanallah azza wa jal, not only that, mashallah azza wa jal, even according to one narration in this book, that Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala also requested his beloved father, that, oh Abba Jan, I want to go to Madinatul Munawwara. I want to study the deen of Islam. So it's mentioned here that when Sayyidina Abdul Aziz wanted to take his beloved son, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, towards Egypt with himself, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala said, oh Abba Jan, oh my beloved father, rahmatullahi ta'ala, shall I not give you a suggestion that will benefit both of us? Son is talking to father, viewers of Madani Channel. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is talking to Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, the father, mashallah azza wa jal. He said, can I give you some advice, suggestion that will benefit both of us? His beloved father asked, oh my beloved son, please tell me about it. He humbly said, rahmatullahi, send me to the excellence, scholarly environment of sacred Madinatul Munawwara. Send me, O Abba Jan, send me, so that I can get all the Madani pearls and knowledges and practice upon the knowledge from the blessed fuqahas and the great, great mashayikh, Islamic scholars over there. Oh, Abba Jan, please send me to Madina. And subhanallah, the respected father appreciated this suggestion. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, he sent Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala to Medina. So dear Islamic brothers and views of Madinah, and we take a lesson from every episode, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we take a lesson from the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. And what is the lesson for us today? That inshallah Azza wa Jalla, yearn for the knowledge of deen. Like in the beginning of the silsila, we said, I want to be like him. Who? Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, wanted to be like the uncle of the beloved, of his beloved mother. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, why he wanted to be like his uncle, the uncle of his beloved mother? Because he was a person of knowledge of deen. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, at that young age, he also wanted to be that person, personality, who was yearning to get the knowledge of deen. So we also should also think about it, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. And mashallah, in today's time and era, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, over 600 Jamiatul Madinas, Darul Uloom is the place where we get the knowledge of deen, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillah, throughout the world, mashallah, throughout the world, Dawud Islami is propagating this beautiful department, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, where we can get the knowledge of deen. So enroll your beloved son, enroll your beloved daughter into the departments of Jamiatul Madina, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, six year courses are offered, up to 8 year courses are offered, 4 years courses are offered online, Darsa Nizami. 6 years you go into some jamias, and some jamias 8 years, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. So get your children enrolled into these jamias. And inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, let them also follow this lifestyle of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, and yearn for the knowledge of deen and get the knowledge of deen, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dear Islamic brothers, views of Madani channel, our people that are watching this program at the moment, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, if you follow this lifestyle of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, where we get our children enrolled into these type of institutions to get the knowledge of deen, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, that knowledge of deen will be benefit for us in the dunya, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in the qabr, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of qiyamah. This is Dawat Islami. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, in every episode of every person and personality that we talk about in our silsilas, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, in our programs and episodes in different programs of our Muftiyan Ikram, Amir al-Sunnat, Nigrani Shura, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, all the different Muballigin, in the end result, we always give you that thirst for the knowledge of deen. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us amongst those person and personalities that try to get the knowledge of deen, inshallah. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae daawat islami, teri doom machi ho, ameen, bijahin abil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history, who has left indelible impressions in history. Who has left indelible impressions in history? Umar bin Abdul Aziz.